Calvinism contrasted with Arminianism. Within the broad scope of the history of Christian theology, Arminianism and Calvinism share both history and many biblical doctrines. However, they offer radically different interpretations of scriptures related to salvation through Jesus Christ. Calvinism, which is built upon the religious teachings of John Calvin, emphasizes the omnipotence of God and the salvation of the elect by God's grace alone. Arminianism is based upon the original beliefs of the theologian Jacobus Arminius, but can also include teachings of John Wesley and others. The apostolic faith subscribes most closely to the Wesleyan view of Arminianism. Following is a chart which briefly states the five main points of difference between Calvinistic teaching and Arminian and apostolic faith teaching. Calvinism. Total depravity. Man is totally depraved, spiritually dead, and unable to repent. His will is in bondage to his evil nature. God must initiate the work of repentance. Arminianism. Free will. Man is a sinner who has the free will to yield to God's Spirit and to be regenerated, or to resist God's grace and perish. Calvinism. Unconditional election. God chose only certain individuals for salvation. His decision was based on his sovereignty and not upon the foreseen response of any person's repentance and faith. Arminianism. Conditional election. God chose all humanity to be made righteous by his grace, but his foreknowledge identifies those for election whom he knew would respond with repentance and faith. Calvinism. Limited atonement. When Christ gave his life upon the cross, it was only for the elect and for no one else. Arminianism. Unlimited atonement. When Christ gave his life upon the cross, it was for everyone. He made provision for the salvation of all, but guaranteed it only to those who accept his offer with repentance and faith. Calvinism. Irresistible grace. Grace is extended only to the elect. God's call to the elect cannot be resisted and always results in conversion. Arminianism. Resistible grace. Grace is extended to all, but saving grace can be resisted because God will not overrule man's free will. Conversion results when man believes and receives God's offered grace. Calvinism. Perseverance of the saints. God preserves his elect so they persevere to the end. No chosen person will ever be lost. Once you are saved, you are always saved. Arminianism. Assurance and security. Those who have been truly saved can lose their salvation by turning away from the faith. However, believers have assurance and security in continued obedience and faithfulness to God.